the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, the Jews were always trying to catch Jesus out, ask him difficult questions they thought he couldn't answer. And he answered them. Well, a lawyer stood up one day and tested Jesus, saying, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus replied, "Well, what's written in the law? How do you read it?" And the lawyer replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself." Jesus said to him, "That's right. Do this and you will live." But the lawyer, wishing to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" And Jesus replied with the parable of the Good Samaritan. A man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. Now, it's very mountainous there and very, very rocky. The man would have been coming round a corner and the thieves jumped out on him. They stripped him out of his clothes, they wounded him and went away, leaving him dead. Or they thought he was dead. And it happened that a priest came that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side of the road. Now, a priest was someone who was working in the temple, and he should have been trying to help injured people. But he thought, well, if I stop, maybe these robbers are still around here, they might jump out on me, and what am I going to do? Am I going to put this man on my donkey, and then I've got to walk? And then a Levite came down. That's again another one of the religious Jews. And when he was at the place, he looked at the man, but went by on the other side, probably thinking just the same thing as the priest had thought. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Now, the Jews despised the Samaritans. You might remember that Jesus met a Samaritan woman at the well. Well, why did they despise the Samaritans? Because the Samaritans weren't true Jews. They were mixed between the Jews and the Babylonians and the Assyrians and the surrounding tribes of the land.
That doesn't mean they don't have to not like them.
Yeah, but unfortunately the Jews didn't. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where this man was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. He went to him and bound up his wounds and poured oil and wine into the man's wounds and put him on his own animal.
What is oil and wine good for?
Well, they put the oil and wine into where the blood was running out of, so that the man would stop bleeding and so that he wouldn't get more infected. So the kind Samaritan put the injured man on his donkey. That means that instead of going at the speed of a donkey, he now had to walk and keep the injured man balanced on the donkey, stopping him from falling off. So he was now very open to being attacked by robbers. So he risked himself to help that man who was a Jew, to help a man who didn't like him, who thought he was better and superior to the Samaritans. So the Good Samaritan brought the man to a hotel and looked after him. And the next day, when he left, he gave money to the hotel keeper and said to him, "Please look after him, and if you spend any more, when I come back, I will repay you." Now, which of these three do you think, Jesus asked, was a neighbour to him that fell among the thieves? And the lawyer said, "He that showed mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do the same." So, the Samaritan is a bit like Jesus, because the Jews once said about Jesus, "Don't we well say that you're a Samaritan and you're crazy?" And so Jesus, as it were, has saved us when the law, the priest and the religious people can't. They can look at us, but they pass by on the other side of the road. And Jesus then has put us, as it were, in the hotel. And he said, when I come again, I will pay you. That's what, in the story, the Samaritan says to the hotel keeper. So the Samaritan says, I will come again, and I will repay you. And that's exactly, of course, true of Jesus. So this lovely story talks about Jesus. And there was this lawyer saying, well, who should I be neighbour to? And Jesus is saying, you are the desperately sick man, the desperately wounded man, and all you can do is accept me helping you. So if you feel sometimes that other people don't like you, or they think they're better than you, or they look down on you, maybe because you haven't got as much money as they've got, or you haven't got the clothes or the toys that they've got. Well, that's how people looked at Jesus, and he was the Son of God. And he will come again and save us.
But he's got much more than they do. They might look at him thinking, you know, he hasn't...
That's right.
But he has got God, and that's greater.
That's right.